Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits. Making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid, Rob Florence!
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money,
money.
Baby.
How much you going to pay?
And his partner, Fela Tapender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Center, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. Merry Christmas to you all. It's a very special episode of Wrestling Daft because Grado's no here, and you know when Grado's no here, it's always a belter. John McAnally, they call him Producer John. He is in the room. He is by my side. He is sitting with his knee, just touching my knee. John, how are you?
Merry Christmas, Rab. I've got my... It's Rumble season. It's the third annual Running Rumble tonight, and I've poured myself a wee beer for this because this is always one of the most chaotic episodes of Wrestling Daft we do each year. Lots of surprises coming up in the Rumble a bit later on, but I'm quite happy with one of my bookings that I've booked for this year.
You say to yourself that you are buzzed. You've poured yourself a beer.
Yes.
Can you tell me, John? Mm-hmm. Did you pour this beer out of a can, or did you pour it out of one of those draft machines that everybody got during the lockdown?
I'm still using my draft machine. I'm still kicking the arse out of it.
And how is it? How is it, mate? Is it still working well? Is it good?
Yes, great, great. Love it. Fresh beer. It's quite expensive, quite on the pricey side, but you know, it's good beer, so that's all good. By the way, listen to last week's episode. I had to edit it. Grado obviously didn't send me the video file, so apologies to our patrons because there was no video version because Grado clearly didn't know how to send the video file. And I had to laugh as you two tried to bungle your way through the clip sharing, and it took you about 10 minutes to figure out how to share a clip.
We owe you a major apology, John, after the disgrace of us trying to watch a clip last week using Zoom. I don't even have Zoom, I realised. Grado had a time limit Zoom. We didn't know how to share links. We didn't know how to watch them. It was an absolute disaster. So a big shout out to anybody who managed to make it through last week's episode. We found out the value of Producer John last week, let me tell you. So let's kick off with what the punters are saying. A wee bit of CoinGate continues on. Now, CoinGate, for anybody who's new to the podcast, and if you are, hello. Anybody new to the podcast, CoinGate is a situation where a guy called Gary Henderson got in touch with the pod and told us that he had done merchandise for Grado at an event. And then after collecting all the money at the end of the show, when Grado came to get him, he said to the guy he'd keep all the change, and then he changed his mind and went to the guy and picked all the £1 and £2 coins out of the guy's hands, leaving the guy with a load of silver and brown smash. Now, Gary Henderson, who got Grado's leotard, by the way, this is Grado came back by saying that, hold on, I gave that guy a Lenny my leotard. I let him keep one of my leotards for a Halloween fancy dress party thing. Gary Henderson got back in touch.
Hi, gents. I'll need to keep this one short and sweet because I am hiding from my wife in the car in the driveway there. Because if she heard this, she'd say, what are you doing? I'd say, well, I'm recording a promo for a wrestling podcast. She'd go, what the fuck are you doing that for? What wrestling podcast? I'd say, it's the one with the guy from Burniston, isn't it? And she'd say, what the fuck is Burniston? And I'd say, oh, it's that Scottish sketch show. And she'd say, what do you mean, chewing the fat? I'd go, no, it's not chewing the fat. It's a kind of more quirky, offbeat, modern one. And she'd go, oh, right, do you mean Lemmy's show? And I say, no, let me show. See, to be honest, it's not that good. It's not very funny or anything like that. And she say, oh, so you mean Scott Squad? And I say, no, and I don't want to go through that with her. So, yeah, I will admit it. Grado did indeed give me his leotard for Halloween a good few years ago. That leotard since has seen probably more wrestling shows than Grado has, and it's also travelled around the world to many, many stag do's and been worn by many, many drunk men. It's been to Copenhagen, Budapest, Berlin, Krakow, all over the place, and it's one of genuinely my most prized possessions. And being completely seriously here, wrestling can be a very selfish business. A lot of people looking out for themselves and doing things for their own spots. As a ring announcer, nobody really gives a fuck about you. There were a few other ones that maybe did and did take time to help me, and Grado was one of those ones. I worked on a show where Grado was probably the biggest name on it, and after the show, one of the trainees came up to me and said, Grado wants to speak to you. And I thought, fuck, have I done his intro wrong? Have I said something wrong? Has something went bad there? And I went back and found him, and he stood there for about 5 minutes and ran me through every one of my calls, every one of my introductions, my pacing, where I was standing, my tone, all that sort of stuff. He gave me some really good advice about kind of trying to be the first me and not trying to copy other ring announcers or sound like other ring announcers. He didn't need to do that. Nobody else did that. And that's just another thing I'll forever be grateful of. So that's me just being serious for a wee minute there. But what I would like to do, if this worked for you guys, is that leotard, that Grado singlet. I know there'll be a lot of big, big Grado fans out there listening to this just now. I would love to put that up for auction or for sale. And if any of the listeners want to purchase that or to bid for that, they can get in touch with the Wrestling Daft Show. I'm sure you give them all the details for it. And then whatever we get in for that, I'd love to donate that to a charity of the boys' choice. And I'll also stick in 50 quid for it as well. And we can give a bit of money to somebody a little bit less fortunate out there. So I think that would be a lovely way to cap off this feud with Mr. Steveley. Let me know what you think, guys. All the best. And yeah, much love. I need to go back into the house and then put the wings into bed. Bye.
There you go.
There you go. Turns out it was a good day after all. It's a face turn at the end. Turned out your boy was a goodie after all. What a shocking surprise that was. Very good that. Nice, a wee bit of charity stuff. That's a great idea. Good on you, my man. Have a great Christmas, Mr. Gary Henderson. And we'll go on that, wouldn't we, John?
Yeah, definitely. Any charities you would like to favour?
Well, we should have a discussion as a team about this, because I do have some preferred charities, but we'll have a wee chat. I don't want to cut anybody's legs off. No so much a promo this week, but we do have a message for the Heartbreak Kid.
Here's just a message for Grado. Off air, of course, you'll receive my promo. Of course, Salvin Gay, babe, brother, you know. And if you want to come down to Florida at NXT Training Center, we can work on a match. I'm sure we can make millions, man. So give me a shout. Looking forward to hearing from you. And stay easy, you know. Thank you.
Very good impression, by the way. Very good impression.
Yeah, that was Todd Forrest again, by the way. Todd Forrest, the guy who did the Jesse the Body Ventura.
This is a different impression. Guy. This could be a whole new feature.
Two different guys that are good at impression. We need to get more impersonations in, because that was really good. I thought that was maybe the same guy, and we had a Phil Cool wasn't an impressionist. What am I talking about?
Phil Cool
wasn't an impressionist. He was an impressionist. What am I talking about? He was an impressionist. Phil Cool with a rubber face. I'm showing my age here, guys. Sorry about this, but if you're good at doing impressions of wrestlers, can you do any, John? What's your best wrestler impression?
I think everyone tries, you know, everyone tries Dusty. Everyone tries Macho.
Yeah. Oh, brother. I can do a little bit of the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
But everybody tries it, but it's not brilliant.
No, it's... certainly wasn't he, John. Right, so we've got a wee more Christmas based wrestling puns coming in. This is the last of these, thank God. Andy says Braun Snowman. Have we not done this, Braun Snowman?
I think that was a repeat, maybe, yeah.
Roman Reindeer as well. Festive Nick says Midnight Massimo Ciampa, which is pretty good. Sean says, do they know it's Vader time at all? I like that. That's a good one. Brian says, it's time once again to get aboard the ho-ho train. Sammy says, Silent LA Knight. Chris Jericho. Santa Draws. Rudolph Ziggler. I'm sure we've had that one. And Slay Wyatt. Surely God we've had that. Daniel says, Candy Rose. Mistletoe Dropkick. Drop. Oh, what, did we not have that? Mistletoe.
drop kick, drop toe, my drop missile toe hold.
Jingle Bell is fucking, that's the end of these, John.
Right.
That's it.
Done.
These puns have got to go. These puns have to go. We need to wrap this up quick, John, because we've got a big rumble running in the night. If you want to get in touch with us about any of that or just random wrestling-related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Woo! You know, Harry's, particularly this time of year, John, you need to make sure you're well-shaved for kissing your aunties, your grannies, or that kind of thing. They don't like it when it's stubbly. They don't want to get any rashes on their neck or their face or their thighs. So Harry's is the one for you. More than a razor company, by the way, here to revamp your whole routine. It's not just about the shaving. Harry's helps guys feel good. And we are giving all you there listening to Wrestling Daft today the chance to try out their skincare range with a freebie of a trial set. And that trial set's great, John. I've had many through my door. Expertly engineered weighted handle, lovely weight in it. 1 5 blade cartridge. That's right, 5 blades. I remember when razors had 1 blade, John. Now they've got 5 blades, not 2 blades, not 3 blades, not 4 blades, 5 blades. Created by artisans, by the way, not just blade workers or blade constructors on some assembly line somewhere, artisans in a German factory. Complete with a precision trimmer, you've got a handy foam and shave gel for effective lubrication, and I can't tell you how many times me and Grado have had a conversation about this shave gel. It's about as good as it gets. There's going to be a travel blade cover for your blade as well for life's adventures. If you need to stick your blade in your pocket, not to take to any events, football matches or anything like that. But if you're having a night out, and you end up back at somebody's house, who knows, maybe things get a little bit romantic. Maybe you get a wee bit close under the covers and you want to be smooth. A free hydrating night lotion as well, John. I need to tell you about this hydrating lotion because this might not be something you expect in your Harry's shave kit. It's going to brighten up tired looking skin. It sinks in quickly. No greasy residue. Nobody's going to look at you and go, "Is your face covered in cream?" They're not going to say that. Best of all, we continued use. It helps your skin maintain its moisture, leaves it looking clear, healthy and restored. And you can get it with this trial set. John, you've used this stuff. Do you back me up here in what I'm saying about how good this is?
It is a fantastic shave, so much so that I have got a trial pack and I'm going to pass it off to my dad as a Christmas present. And that's what you can do if you sign up to harrys.com/wrestlingdaft.
Absolutely. Make sure to support Wrestling Daft and start your own skincare journey by redeeming a free Harry's trial set. All you cover is $3.95 for delivery. That's it. Harrys.com/wrestlingdaft and you can have your trial set and your free night lotion delivered straight to your door. That's harrys.com/, nay backslashes please, Wrestling Daft.
You just made the list!
Right, list of Wrestling Daft then, best male wrestlers of 2022.
Now, on the run-up to the end of the year, we thought we would look at the best of 2022, and this week, it's the best male wrestlers of 2022. Now, this, John, I believe I blew some episodes ago. I think I've already said who my number one is. So really my deliberations were over the number three and the number two. And my number three, I'll come straight in, and it's Dominic Mysterio.
Shut up! No way! You're taking the piss!
No, it's... Well, why do you think I'm taking the piss?
What? Right, Dominic Mysterio, right, okay. I can think of five or six people way ahead of the queue. In fact, a lot more ahead of the queue, Dominic Mysterio. Please tell me, what has made you choose Dominic Mysterio?
Do you not think that there is just something about him that is currently... I can't do this. My number three is Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns... Still at the top of his games, part of the best storyline in wrestling just now, playing his role beautifully well, while carrying the weight of expectation of a champion. Another great year for Roman Reigns, I'm sure you'll agree, John.
Yeah, no, I can't really argue with Roman Reigns, it's the...
My number two, despite the fact we've barely seen him, my number two is Cody Rhodes. Now, the reason why I'm going for Cody is because last year, 2021, if you remember, and I think a lot of people have conveniently forgotten this, Cody Rhodes was getting treated as a bit of a joke. He had fallen out of favour at AEW. There was a lot of fans of AEW that were like, oh, we're happy to see this guy go. There was a lot of people talking Cody Rhodes down. And then 2022 comes around. He makes his appearance. He turns up. He's instantly over with that WWE audience. He then moves into a succession of some of the best matches you could ever ask for with Seth Rollins. He then gets an injury that's going to put him out for a long time. And on his way out of that injury, he leaves people with a memory that will last forever. A historic wrestling moment. He basically creates his own narrative. And he controlled his narrative. Talk about control your narrative. He controlled his narrative on the way out, Cody Rhodes. And I just thought it was a phenomenal turnaround for where he was last year. Everybody's very excited to see him come back. How could he not be on your list of the top three wrestlers of 2022? Yeah. How do you feel, John?
The Mania moment was incredible. The pop, the fact...
But the matches, John.
Yeah, I mean, like you said last week, I could, you know, and it looks like rumours have it that he's going to pick up on the Seth feud when he comes back, which is probably going to be the Rumble. But, that Hell in the Cell was incredible. And, I mean, you know, many people's match of the year, and quite rightly so.
Number one is Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
I think people will struggle to argue against that. He is a guy who has always been a guy who, whatever he gets given, he can run with it really well, but he's played out his skin this year. He did the whole Johnny Knoxville thing on the run-up to WrestleMania, and it was beautiful stuff. Paid off beautifully. He showed extra facets of his personality. And then he comes out of that, starts to move into that Bloodline storyline, and it kind of felt like it would be a throwaway thing that would last for a couple of weeks and then developed into a thing that I think has just made the Bloodline more over, has enhanced everybody else around him. He is now the focal point. Despite the fact the champion is involved in this storyline, I think he's the focal point of the most talked about story in wrestling just now. So he's my number one. Now, this is going to seem mean-spirited, what I'm about to do here. But I want to talk about the worst. Who's the worst? I'll give you a clue. It was confirmed for me on Friday last week.
Ooh. Who is the worst? It's the Fiend, isn't it? It's the Fiend. Of course it's the Fiend. It's Bray
Wyatt.
When
that fucking Uncle Howdy guy walked out, I kind of felt like saying, nobody better come at me again about my criticism of all this spooky fucking shite that gravitates around Bray Wyatt, because that Uncle Howdy bit walking out was fucking rotten. Fucking embarrassingly rotten. Now Alexa Bliss is starting to get pulled back into the fucking black hole that that is again. It is fucking torture. No harm to Bray Wyatt, extremely talented fucking guy. But Jesus Christ, somebody needs to be in there to lend a helping hand somewhere. Fucking LA Knight is managing to hang in and survive there.
He's getting himself over, isn't he?
Aye. Somehow, you know. If LA Knight comes through this unscathed, see if LA Knight manages to travel through this tunnel of fucking shit. If he does a Shawshank Redemption and crawls through a fucking tunnel full of shit to get out of that fucking Bray Wyatt storyline, then he deserves everything he's got coming to him, you know what I mean? He deserves to get pushed right to the top, because see, being put into a feud with Bray Wyatt, it's the fucking worst thing that can happen to you in professional wrestling. Let's quickly go through what the punters are saying. Bronze Cello says, Mail of the Year. Has anyone had a better year than MJF? He was probably my number four. One of the most talked about people in the sport, Walk Nut, finally gets his big moment, and he's going to take over Hollywood next year in the Von Erich biopic. And you know what? Guy's going to be a great actor, by the way, MJF. Jay says MJF without a doubt. Matthew says Austin Theory. The wee guy's managed to draw a perfect amount of emotion just for having his face kicked in. Chris says MJF and Dax have had stellar years, but he goes for Jericho. Waldo says Sami Zayn. Everything he's touched has turned to gold. And if you don't agree, you're no use enough. Willie Howden says, I'm big Willie Howden. Alex says John Moxley. Scott says it's got to be Sami Zayn. His match at WrestleMania with Knoxville was perfect comedic wrestling, and his involvement in the Bloodline has been the best long-term storyline that WWE has done in years. There we go. Scott says, Will Ospreay's had an amazing year. Danielson and Sami Zayn are runners-up. Mick says it's Sami Zayn or Seth Rollins for me. Seth Rollins seems to always be forgotten in these moments, despite the fact he's doesn't have a bad match. Can you remember the last time Seth Rollins had a bad match? Probably with fucking Bray Wyatt. Stevie says, for me, it's got to be Dax Harwood. Fraser says, 3, Sheamus, 2, Chris Jericho, 1, Sami Zayn. Made the Johnny Knoxville match far more watchable than could be expected. And if he wasn't in the Bloodline storyline, it would have been completely boring. Funkin' Puner says, Grado. I don't even know how to pronounce Grado's name. Grado surely gone for a breakfast show to headline and a clash at the Castle Side event. Ian Drew Dice Clay says, Mr. Blobby, obviously the silly cunt's even broke his mask, working too stiff.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Now it's the part of the show where we invite you, the listeners, to do a run-in. But this week, we invited you all to do a run-in as it's the third annual Run-In Rumble. Listeners will enter after every 2 minutes, and once we have five in, myself and John will start throwing people out until only one is left. And there's going to be a few surprises along the way. There always is. So, are we ready to go, John?
Yep, we are ready to go. The people are entering the room.
Did Grado miss this last year as well?
No, he was here last year because he didn't have panel last year.
Ah, God, that's right. Right, what a shame. Are you ready?
Well, we go down under first of all, and to our friend from down under entering at number one, it's Daniel Hubble.
There he is, number one, entering in. Is this his first time as number one?
I think this is his first time as number one.
Yep, Dan Hubble, the space telescope himself, is back. It's his first time entering as number one in the Run-In Rumble. How you doing, man?
Hiya, Dan!
Hey, Dan, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
It's good, man. What's going on over there? Because it's obviously it's Christmas, so why is it so sunny there?
Because we're in Queensland, mate.
I feel like I do this all the time. Every time I see you, I think I make this joke. Why is it so, how come it's sunny there? What is that? So I've said this before about my wife spending some time in Australia, living in Australia for a while, and she's constantly telling me about how Christmas in the summer and stuff like that. Fucking blows my mind. It blows my mind.
Yeah, I've spent a couple of Christmases in England, and being able to get up in the morning, go for a swim, go to the beach, play cricket, it's much better than trying to get sleep and snow to visit the family in England.
Yeah, so but does it make you explain to me this though, right? See, when you're watching Christmas TV shows and Christmas films and stuff and it's snow and all that kind of stuff, do you ever feel like you're missing out on that, or does it feel, is it just like Christmas in your mind? Should Christmas be sunny? Is that just how it works in your mind when you visualise Christmas, the sun shining?
Not really, considering I'm from England, like that's the you know, they're traditionally...
So the programming is there?
Yeah, the programming is there. But we have Christmas in July as well when it is cold. So we have like a mid-year Christmas and do all the trimmings and that sort of stuff. So it's, that's a kind of thing as well where we have a winter Christmas ourselves.
What? You have two Christmases?
Yeah.
Dan, can we just point out as well, is it not like 5:30 in the morning where you're at just now?
It is, yeah.
Fuck.
Fair play to you, Dan. Fair play to you. 5:30. Have you just had a swim?
Yeah.
What time did you wake up?
About 4:30.
Wow. And so where did you swim? Is it near where you live?
Yeah, just down the road. That's the where we go. Hang on. There we go.
Look at that, John. That's the fucking life, man.
That's the life, isn't it?
Dan's just showing us his pool here. Somebody's coming in. Is that
number
two?
Number two. And I don't know who this is. It's Dominic Crisafulli. I don't know who this is. This is a new entrant to the Running Rumble this year. Dominic Crisafulli.
So they don't get, he doesn't get a countdown yet because it's the first two entrants, right? So this is just number two. Dominic, how are you? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm good, boys. Yourself?
It's Karate Warrior 2.
I know, man. I changed my name and this shit changed the back.
I was like, who's Dominic Crisafulli? And I'm Karate Warrior 2. Of course it is.
How you going, boys?
How you doing there? How you doing then, mate? What's the Dominic through us? Because John had just been talking about on the show, John had just been talking about Dominic Mysterio being his favourite wrestler of the year. And so when we saw Dominic was coming in, we were a bit confused. We get excited. John, get excited.
Yeah, yeah. You got the what is it? Aldi Tesco version of it coming in with me.
Aye. You're looking good though, man. You're looking well.
Oh, yeah. I'm not feeling it, man. It's about 6:30 in the morning. I'm about to fall asleep.
This is amazing. This is truly, truly exciting.
Because Karate Warrior 2 is in New Zealand. And
no, Dan... no.
Oh, you're not in New Zealand? No.
No.
Right.
So where are you?
I'm in Sydney, Australia.
You're in Sydney right, as well.
So good. Dan in Queensland.
I'm saying as well. Was Dan, you're Queensland, right?
Yeah.
So yeah. Queensland and Sydney. Is this the first time we've had two Australian entrants in the Run and Rumble? This is a truly international event.
We went overseas this time. We went overseas.
This is amazing.
This is like the greatest Royal Rumble of all time, the one they had in Saudi, but we're having it in Australia this time.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's all what it's right. like.
Oh, the countdown's on 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Why are you going so slow, John? 2, 1.
And we're going now to... Oh, he's disappeared.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
But it's former winner... Last year's winner, Brian McCart, and we're going to Ireland now. He won the Rumble last year.
Friend of the show, Brian McCart, is making his way to the ring. There we go. How you doing, Brian? You all right?
Not too bad. Good to be back.
What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? It's been a year carrying the crown. It's the Rumble winner of last year.
Have you been doing a lot of press trips and stuff, promo signings? Have you been signing your figures and stuff?
I've been turning on some Christmas lights, all the latest.
Do you know, like, can I tell you something, boys, right? I'll say this, but I don't want this to get outside this room, right, what I tell you here, because it makes me seem really vain, right, when I say this. But, you know, I moved to Helensburgh six years ago, which is a wee town in Scotland, right, for you guys who are in Scotland. It's a wee town in Scotland called Helensburgh. Do you know I have never been fucking asked to turn on the Christmas lights? I live literally 5 minutes up the road for the Christmas tree and all the Christmas lights. I'm on the fucking telly and I've never been asked. What do you think about that? Sometimes it's like I go down and there's some wee lassie turning on the Christmas lights and I'm like, who the fuck is she? Who the fuck's this wee lassie? What's she done? She's like 12. She's fucking done nothing.
She's probably disabled, mate.
This is probably true, Rav. It's probably true. I did the Christmas lights in George Square this year. I produced the Christmas light switch on in George Square this year.
What do you mean you produced the Christmas lights switch on?
Right, so I was at the side of the
Your producing's getting out of control, John.
But the best thing about the Christmas light switch on in Glasgow this year was... with about 2 minutes before the lights go on. Now, bearing in mind, the fireworks are meant to be on, going off when the lights go on. It's all set down. And I had the panicked event manager run up to the side of me and going, get the presenters to pad. There's somebody in the firework dropout zone. We need to clear them out. So I was at the side of the stage just shouting to the presenters, pad, 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 using the symbol because I didn't have an ear. Go like that, pad. And they kind of looked at me and I went, all right, okay. And then they went and tried their best. So they went to the Lord Provost first. And they said,
I thought he was dead.
No, it's a new one. It's a new one.
All right,
I killed the previous one. So it's a new one. So they went to the Lord Provost, the new Lord Provost, and said, Jacqueline, have you got a message for the people of Glasgow? Think that is going to fill out sometime. And she just turned and said, good luck. Right, not unprepared. Then, further to that, she went to a wee lassie who turned on the switch, Christmas lights going, all right, okay. You want to, you know, would you like to be the Lord Provost? And then she just went, nah. So it just kept.
So hold on, John, sorry to interject, but see this wee lassie that turned on the Christmas lights?
Yes.
Has she been on a telly or anything?
No, she hadn't been on the telly. Oh, here comes someone else. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's our first Scottish entrance from... I think finally. It's Glasgow. It's Stephen Roche.
I would say Roche. Let's ask him. What do you think, boys?
Regular
Rocky. I tell you what it is, John. It's no fucking Rocky. I'll tell you that.
I'm Stevie's always Rocky to me. He's a regular correspondent. Here he is.
Stevie! How you doing, Stevie boy? Are you all right? Hey, a shout out to Brian, by the way, for having the Scots playing in the background. That's a proper worker there.
Every day, Rav, supporting.
On a loop. Stephen, how do you pronounce your second name properly?
It is pronounced Roach.
Roach.
Yes, the one.
Oh, wow. Right, cool. Right. We were all wrong. I thought it was Roche. John thought it was Rocky.
I just know him as Stevie.
Aye.
How you doing, Stevie? Welcome to the Running Rumble.
Thank you.
Nobody's been thrown out yet. We don't have five entrants yet, though, don't we?
We don't have five entrants, yeah.
We don't have five entrants, so nobody's been flung out yet, so everybody's in. Dan, if there was somebody you could throw out of this Rumble, who would it be?
Me?
Yeah, who would you like to eliminate?
John.
Why? You can't eliminate me, I'm recording it.
He produces the Christmas light switch on. Who were the presenters of the Christmas light switch on, John?
It was George Bowie and Cassie, who I work beside. And Callum Beattie did a turn.
Of course it was. You work with me as well, John, by the way, just to remind you.
John, me put a word for you. Anytime I ask you to do promotion on the radio, Rab, you're like, oh. So I'll put in a word for you for next year if you want.
I'm a family man. Right, so who's got kids? Hands up if you get kids. I know, Brian, okay. I know you've got kids. Dominic.
I have two.
Dan, no kids.
Nah.
Any plans?
No, we're not planning on it at all. We enjoy our doing whatever we want, whenever we want.
It looks like you enjoy it in the fucking pool at 5 a.m.
Yeah,
under the sun, beautiful.
Must be nice to have disposable income.
Here we go.
I can't even have a fucking bath. I haven't even got time to have a bath. Never mind go to a pool. Brian. What's it like having kids?
Well, it's good this time of year. I'm sorry you rattle through the Christmas movies. I've just wrapped up Elf before I put on the Zoom. Where's the boy, Grado?
He is in panto. He's doing panto.
I'm hoping that Grado, in between scenes, it would be brilliant if Grado can, in between scenes, comes on in his full ping or pong outfit. That would be fantastic.
Whatever racist caricature it is he's doing.
Racist caricature.
Whether it's ping or pong, it would be good to see him.
Now, can I ask, our friends down under, right? We sent, on the radio, a New Zealander, a Kiwi, to the panel for the first time to experience. And it's the fucking weirdest thing, because obviously, no idea what a panel is, but then he came back and reviewed the show, and he was just, like, blown away by what went on in the show. Have you guys... Dan, you're obviously from over this side of the pond originally, but Daniel, Dominic, have you ever experienced a panel?
I didn't even know what they were until Greta started banging on about it. And then I didn't even know, basically, it was... what is it? Is it pantomime? I thought it was pantomime for about my whole life. So
lots of people say pantomime. Lots of people say pantomime. Yeah, but it's pantomime. You know, it's big money. I mean, Grado, while me and John are worrying about money, this time of year, that's what you do. This time of year is you worry about money. Grado is coining it in, man. He's making a fortune. He's making thousands today.
Isn't he taking the 1 euro, 2 euro coins, or £1, £2 coins off people as they come in the door as well?
Without a doubt. when all the other performers are throwing sweeties out to the audience, Grado's catching them, and Grado's taking sweeties out of the audience's pockets. Sorry, Grado.
Right, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Other Daniel, who I always get confused between the two Dans, it is Daniel McBride, another Scot entering the fray.
It's Daniel McBride. How you doing, Daniel? There's five of us here. Follow the white rabbit, Daniel. Come and see us. How fucking bad is that Uncle Howdy thing?
Brutal.
It's shite.
It's fucking terrible, isn't it? What the fuck is going on there?
It does look like Bo Selecta, Brian. I hadn't even thought of that. It's like that.
See that other mask as well. See the other mask, the kind of almost like Guy Fawkesy type mask as well. That's also shite.
Has he done anything? He's done nothing. He did a really bad headbutt.
At one point, he did a really bad headbutt to LA Knight backstage.
Did he? I missed that.
He went like that. He went, he kind of went beside LA Knight. Who a fucking LA Knight?
I know.
LA Knight's not the feud for him. Like LA Knight should be feuding with someone that can actually tell a story. LA Knight's got the mic skills and the actual skills to be doing shit. You don't want him up in that spooky bollocks and weird shit. Just have him wrestling.
Well, exactly, Dan, because that was my reaction when Uncle Howdy was standing there, right? And LA Knight had to run away. When not just a guy like LA Knight, but any guy, any of us in here would be standing there going, what the fuck is that?
That's what killed Seth Rollins. He had the crying car when Bray had the big friggin' mallet and the red lights and all that there. Like, I haven't watched it since.
What annoys me is it's going to ruin Alexa Bliss again.
Exactly.
She's get caught in it. She doesn't need that. Like Alexa Bliss is one of those ones that just gets naturally over.
Yeah.
She doesn't need any like spooky ball shite to further her appeal.
See when you think about Undertaker as well, right? I was thinking about this other night when I saw LA Knight running away. Wasn't he actually that many people that ran away terrified of the Undertaker? You think of all Undertaker's big matches, he wasn't walking out to the ring and the other guy in the ring was like, and running away. You know what I mean? But the Undertaker still worked as a scary imposing figure. You don't have to have his opponent fucking terrified him.
Hey, it doesn't look like Daniel McBride's made it in. So
right, Daniel McBride's the first elimination. Danny McBride, by the way, an American actor, comedian, screenwriter and producer who starred in the HBO television series Eastbound and Down.
That was our celebrity entrant this year as well, Danny.
Right, Danny McBride.
Also okay, the Halloween
right. We'll start the countdown, get the next person in.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
And I believe this might be Mick Motherwell who cut the promo on Grado last week with the American accent. I think it might be. It's just down as Mick, but it might be Mick Motherwell here.
Well, let's see. If it is, I want to do the American accent for the entirety of this Running Rumble because it was a fucking good one. Oh, Daniel McBride has just appeared.
Daniel McBride has appeared.
How we doing?
All right, Daniel, I'll tell you something. It isn't the celebrity American actor Danny McBride.
Unfortunately, no.
Are you any relation to Danny McBride?
No, I wish.
Why do you wish that?
Because he's fucking minty, isn't he?
Do you ask all your relatives for money?
Well, if they were as famous as him, aye.
Daniel, are you any relation to former Hibs and Falkirk midfielder Kevin McBride?
I hope no.
Right. Are you any relation to the family fantasy film The Princess McBride?
Mick,
Mick, is that you? Are you
here, comes Mick, here comes Mick.
Sorry, pal, sorry. I was driving. I'm driving. So, aye, that was me.
Aye, half his work. He just scored his sky and half his work.
Sorry, boys, I'm driving.
Aye, that was me.
What was you? What were you talking about?
I skived.
You skived off your work, did they?
I'm like, literally, right now, mate.
So what? Fucking hell, there he is. What is it? You better not be fucking delivering my Christmas presents. What are you doing? What is your business here?
I'm driving through my business. I'm half work.
Look at your specs, man.
It's Christmas.
I threw these on for this, huh?
Right, so that's
in Jacksonville, Florida.
Right, so this isn't your right. So your work isn't being in a motor. Your work is what is your work?
I'm in water treatment because the water over here is absolute shite. So,
are you actually in Florida?
I'm literally in Florida, mate.
That's fucking amazing, man.
Anyway. Oh, Jacksonville,
bro. Some trees. I can confirm I was in Florida this year, and that's what Florida looks like.
There you go.
Are you allowed to be on your phone when you're driving in Florida? Is that a thing?
Florida, yes, but Georgia, where I live, no.
Right, okay.
So, what can I see
in the back here? Is that like a baby car seat thing?
Hi, we've got in true Scottish fashion, mate. We're expecting a wee in, so that's for the charity show.
Oh, yes, man. Good on you. Listen, that's the fucking way to do it. See, having a wayne and buying all that stuff, fucking new. You're half your head to do that.
I can't beat it, mate.
So what have you been up to? Do you ever go and see? So you're in Florida. Anytime somebody says they're in Florida, I think, do you ever go and see an NXT live or anything?
Mate, I actually wasn't. I got out of the wrestling, got back into it not too long ago. And so AEW's been massive when they come to town. Obviously, they're here in Jacksonville. That's where they're headquartered, so home field. So we try and go to them when we can. And the baby, I've got a 5-year-old that's really into it. So getting into it, mate, absolutely. So AEW here, but SmackDown and that'll come. We try and go, for fuck's sake. I just got to park.
How big is Florida? Is it massive?
I don't know.
That's
pretty big of it, Sam.
That's a totally Scottish thing as well, that, isn't it? How big is the country you live in? Fuck knows, man. Don't know.
I know America's massive, man, but Florida's like, I'd probably say, I don't know, but size of Britain, isn't it?
Well, this is the thing I'm always confused about with America. Sometimes you kind of go, aye, that's just like a wee state, and you think it almost like a region, like, you know, it's like, oh, it's kind of like, you know, fucking... like Lomond, the Lomond area or something, you know what I mean? And then people are like, what are you talking about? It's bigger than Africa, that fucking state. You know what I mean? So you never...
It's big, man. It's a big country anyway, like I said. So
if you want to... Here comes our next entrant. Here comes our next entrant.
Since you're there.
I was in Disney World last week with Wayne's birthday, mate.
Brilliant, man. Fucking brilliant. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We are going back to Ireland. He's a wrestler too. It is Chris Jack.
Oh, Chris Jack. He's not been on the show in a while.
He has not.
Chris Jack heading down to the ring. I can see, and his wee picture as he's connecting here, I'm assuming his partner and his kid.
I hope Chris has got his wrestling gear on. I really do.
Do you expect him to have his wrestling gear on? Did
I hope he's got
his wrestling gear.
I'd be very disappointed if Chris hasn't got his wrestling gear on.
Back on then.
Just for the benefit of the listener, not only does he not have his wrestling gear on, he's just lounging there on his couch with his baby asleep on him. Yep. Look at all these dads, man.
He's gone for the sympathy vote so he doesn't get booted out because he's got the baby, because I think Chris was out quite early last year.
I was first one out last year, right? I've got my wrestling hoodie on. I have got my merch on.
Is it your own merch?
It is. That's how sad I'm. I've got my COVID and all.
Listen, don't say that's how sad you're wearing your own merch. I work on a show with Grado, so you don't need to you don't need to explain that to me. You've got COVID, don't you?
I got the two red lines last night, so I absolutely gubbed it. Oh, and this wee man's been shitting like a tripper all day, so I think he's maybe got it as well.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Merry Christmas.
Are you feeling it? Are you feeling COVID? Are you...
Been up and down today. But I just wanted these things in it. It's gone about.
Anybody in this Rumble not had COVID yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That's hanging in there. I only got it for the first time like 6 weeks ago or something.
No, that I've realised anyway. The wife's had it 3 times. But...
Oh, wow. Really?
She's at home. She's not in the house anyway.
It's nice, and it sometimes it reminded me of, you know, having the flu when you're a wee wane and you have the flu and you're all shivery and stuff like that. That's the way I felt. I actually quite enjoyed it. I felt quite nostalgic when I had COVID.
I wouldn't say nostalgic, it's how I felt the day.
By the way, we have
no one of the symptoms, nostalgia.
I think we're going to have a triple. I think we've got a triple running coming in here. Okay, so we're going to count down. We're going to get three. Well,
there's three coming in. I want them.
Three coming in at one because they're all our wrestling, proper wrestling daft wrestlers, friends of the show. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Running Rumble, Ravy Davey, Rudo, and the current ICW Heavyweight World Champion, Leighton Buzzard.
Oh, Genty, fuck, man.
All right, Gent.
No way. No way, you're joking. We're
all
in trouble.
Coming in at once.
The rest of these are in trouble, by the
Here
way.
Here comes Rudo.
Well, once these guys start clearing the room.
Aye, aye.
There's Leighton, and there's Ravy Davey.
We've got Rudo, and we've got Captain
Troops.
We've got the champion. How you doing? How you doing?
Oh, yo, not bad. Back with us too.
Look at that. Here's the belt.
Oh, amazing.
Here's the belt. Leighton's get the belt there. He's got the belt beside the Christmas tree.
I hope you're keeping that clean.
Try my best.
What have you been doing with the belt? Have you been shooting any videos with it?
Oh, we've got some stuff coming up. You know, the new year. We're definitely going to get some videos shooting soon.
Have you been shooting any videos in the bedroom with a belt?
Oh, come on now. You know, this is a prestigious world championship. You know, we've got to keep it clean.
And you defended it. You defended it abroad recently, right? You were abroad defending it.
Yeah. So last weekend or the weekend before, I defended it in Milan, Italy on Saturday night, and then flew back to Glasgow on the Sunday and defended it for them in ICW.
You're missing a part of that story.
What were we missing?
Yeah, I was supposed to defend it on Friday night in Ireland, but it was like the coldest day Dublin had all year. Runways froze over. There was over 150 flights from Dublin cancelled all day. Long story short, not one flight Glasgow left to go to Dublin all day. So, and then like I was there for hours, and then at the end of the day, they were like that after keeping late the whole day, that every flight to Dublin's cancelled, leaving the airport. So, didn't get to do that one, but still got to Italy and Glasgow.
So, that was during the big frost. That was happening. What a dream, though, yeah, to be traveling around the world, defending a belt, man, defending the world title. That's a dream, right?
Yeah, I just got my first. Just got my first defense of the year announced for next year on January the 14th. I'm traveling to Spain, Barcelona, to defend it over there for the first time.
Amazing.
Hey, Rab, I think Leighton, as the champ, has to eliminate the first person out of the Rumble.
Okay, I think that's fair enough. I think I was going to argue with you there. I was going to think a reason why not, but let's do it. Let's do it.
Right, so Leighton,
who do you want to go? Just take a look at these faces.
Take a look at the faces, or take a look at the names and decide who's getting thrown out.
All I would say to you is, I don't think this is a safe place for a baby.
I think that baby needs to get to bed, man. It's getting late. You know? Literally just
Bye, Chris.
Bye, Chris. You're out,
in, man.
Second year in a row. Have a good Christmas. Kid,
you know? You've got COVID and you're out.
ICW is an 18 plus company, you know, so it's an 18 plus belt, so the baby's got to go.
Absolutely.
Well, I tell you what, here's our celebrity entrant just entered the room, so we'll count them in. 10,
9.
Just had 3 8, celebrity entrants.
7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
All the way from Go Radio, Grado's partner in crime, Brian, asked, "What's a Crofty?" We're about to meet Crofty on the Run and Rumble.
I can't believe this, man. This is that part, and this is the part in the Royal Rumble where everybody all steps aside and me and Crofty are face to face.
This is Drew Carey coming in.
The big giants.
Can anybody see me?
Switch on your camera, Gary.
Yeah, Rudo, your camera's off, bud.
Hey, Rudo, we can't see you. We can't see Crofty. See, Crofty's not got
there's
to
Crofty.
There's Crofty. How are you doing, hello, mate?
How's it going, Rap? You all right?
It's good to meet you in the, well, not in the flesh, but it's good to see you face to face. Another guy who has to suffer Grado. It's always nice.
Yes.
To see you. I like your hat as well, mate.
Thanks, man. I'm up late tonight, by the way. Special effort here.
Right, what time do you normally go to bed?
Probably about 10 past 7.
10 past 7, and then you're up at what time?
4:30.
Right, what do you do for, like, how do you live a life like that? Do you know what I mean? Like, what do you do for, what night, can you do something on a Saturday night?
Friday night, you just go a bit mental. Saturday, you just probably start drinking at 3 PM, you know what I mean? And then it starts all over again. Sunday, bed early. You live for Friday and Saturday, mate.
Do you love it?
Do I love it?
Do you love that lifestyle? Obviously, John, you have a, I mean, you have a similar lifestyle, right? But you, how come John is up early in the morning doing shows, but he's also up late at night? I know John's up quite late at night.
Well, listen, the presenters do all the work, Rab. You know that. Do you know
John
I mean?
Just
very good,
you've,
Gary.
You've worked with John before, right?
Crawford. I have, yes.
Does he just sit and eat biscuits while you're doing the show?
No, to be fair to John, he's a hard-working guy, you know, and he's paying me a tenner to say that, to be honest.
Thank you very much, guys.
Right, Rudo's back. Rudo's back in. Hold on, John. Rudo's back in. I think we're going to see his face this time.
Rudo's back in.
Quick alert to Davey Blaze. How you doing, my man?
Davey Blaze, you mean Ravy Davey?
Ravy Davey, I mean, for fuck's sake.
Fucking hell, man. I know, I'm good, mate. I'm doing good. I'm doing really well. Just doing my thing, trying to build the company, build the school.
You're teaching new talent, right?
It's exactly. I'm doing. I opened up a wrestling school, starts off at ages of 5, all the way up to
ages of 5, all the way up. What do you teach 5-year-olds?
Well, the 5-year-olds is more just about trying to obviously build their confidence and stuff like that, and meet like pals that are into the same kind of stuff, mate. We social life, and that's for them. I'll just get them in, get them stretched off, doing their roles. Then we'll do some, like, just teach them a wee bit of wrestling at the end to play games and that, just obviously so they can tile them out before I send them back to their mums and dads.
You teach them a bit of psychology as well?
No, yet, no. They don't listen to anything you say, you know what I mean? So you just need to get them tiled up, basically.
You tell them how hard it is on the road, not it?
Aye, definitely. Tell how hard it is to get for government to nothing.
You still doing all your TikTok stuff, not that, do we?
Aye, mate, I just finally hit over 100k followers on my main account. I've had something like 25 million views in the last 2 months or something like that, so it's kind of blew up there the last wee bit, and that's mostly thanks to the wrestling school, just posting clips and stuff like that, and obviously they've went kind of mental.
Tell you something, David Blaze could never get 25 million views.
Oh, definitely, I know.
Here, so Crofty, since you're the celebrity entrant in this year's Run and Rumble, look across the screen or look down the name list and decide who do you want to eliminate?
I don't know. Everybody looks dead nice.
Oh, come on. There's no place for that in the Run and Rumble.
Right. Okay, I've got no idea what the hell's going on here. I'm like, who are all these people? I can't just eliminate somebody just on
the dump button.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of it.
Just for the sake of it. Yeah,
yeah, just say a name. Just say a name and they're gone.
Say a name.
Right. Mick, you're out of here.
Poor Mick. Put it all the way in Florida.
To be fair, I was about to say that. It's Mick, but he's in the fucking sunshine. It's fucking dark outside.
we get guys to stay with your baby.
I'm in Florida. That's trick I've never heard. He's got me.
Bye, Mick.
See you later. Right, Rudo, where's your face?
He's connected, so he's a bit.
He's been at him again. He's gone again.
He's disappeared.
He's fucking gone again.
Arthur changed his name. Leighton changed his name, and I learned it.
Crofty, have you got any stories about Gredo you can tell? Is there anything, or what do you like the least about Gredo?
I've got a story about him. I'll obviously wait until Crofty goes, but I've got
No, you go first. It gives me a chance to think
about it. You go first.
Right, fair do. So obviously, Gredo was at my last show, my governor anniversary night. So obviously, I'm met. You know how, you all know how, everyone in here that knows Gredo will know how hard it is to get a hoda. So obviously, I'm messaging him, asking him about the show and stuff like that. I've said to him about his music. So he's not get back to me. So obviously, I've just downloaded Madonna like a prayer. Obviously, you know what I mean? Gets to the show, Gredo turns up. First thing he says to me, have you got the right music? I'm like, aye, I do. Madonna like a prayer. He's like, no, that's not it. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean that's not it? That's your entrance music. He's like, no, that's not the right version. He's like, it's cool. We'll just download it, right? It's like, Gredo, mate, this venue, right? The venue's an old button man's club. The signal is terrible, not I mean you can't get a signal anywhere. It's like Gredo.
Like solid was and all
that. We can't just do that, mate. Like you're on, I'll need to go and sort it. So I've told him to give me it. I've had to run halfway down Govan to go and get a signal so that I could download this song. You can see me in the actual the recording it, running back and forth and all that to the music to try and download it. Ended up getting it gone, right? He's done his match, whatever. So he's done his match. I went out and got pictures with people with a CPW belt for half time. Came back upstairs and Gredo's like, why the fuck did you not get me to get pictures? I'd have happily done that. I was like, mate, see if you'd answered back to me. I'd have got you doing pictures in the ring with the belt. I'd have got your music right. I'd have got everything. Know what I mean, man? Come on, mate. Help us out.
He's a nightmare. Absolutely nightmare.
Did you get him a hotel?
I've got a good story about Gredo. So 3 years ago, it was my birthday. The tagger, me and him in a big tag match at ICW Fight Club at the Garage. And we were tagging against two bad guys, two despicable bad guys. And Grado's just, he's just come in, cleaned house, right? He's taken everyone out. I thought we were going to work as a team, you know? He's just hit the hard Grado. I've got my hand out. I'm waiting to come in and hit the 450 splash, finish it off. I'm there, hand out. He hits the hard Grado. He goes for the pin. One, two. The ref's about to hit three. Grado locks eyes with me, realizes that I've got my hand out and goes, fuck! We came backstage. I was like, Grado, you left me hanging, bud. What's going on? He's like, he said, you know what he says to me? He says, mate, I'm so sorry. It's just, I always win, you know? I'm so used to winning. I forgot to stand here.
He's so used to winning.
I think Daniel's got to eliminate himself here because he's got to go to work and like do all his important making planes and all that sort of stuff.
You know, he's in the sunshine, man. Jeremy Bass.
He's in Australia. He's in Queensland today.
Fucking hell, man.
Planes and stuff. Right. It's an honour. He's put himself over the top rope.
Yeah. Well played, Dan. Have a great Christmas.
It would be just WTO bells before you eliminate yourself. Just on that, man.
Neil Mascus here.
So sad to go.
Yeah, cheers, Dan.
Have a good one. See you later. Yeah. Dan's gone. Brian McCart is the reigning champion, right? Of the run-in rumble. Who do you want to eliminate, Brian? What is that you're watching, by the way, Brian, behind you?
It's the Scots.
Oh, is that the sick
the award-winning Scots?
Which you can watch on iPlayer just now.
Yeah. It's probably well cast show. That's what it is.
Biggers behind you last year, so you didn't get eliminated either.
See if we get an R series, we'll get Ravy Davy and Leighton Buzzle Donut. And
right, we've heard that. We're nodding to that, by the way.
Because we've not met any of Jester's characters' mates yet, innit?
Can I not be fucking on?
You need a wee Neddy character.
Hey, what about this for an idea to expand the reach?
Well, actually, I think they're you doing like an American accent or something, Ravy Davy.
Me? Merchandise, you come to me, we go to New York, my buddy, we can get ourselves all the merchandise we need. I can get you the pizza pie, the lasagna, I can get you all the pasta that works, my brother, I can do all that shit. We are better than New York Knickerbockers.
That was absolutely
great. Now, Andy, Andy's in a fucking shape, man. What the fuck came out of your hat? Fucking TJ Detweiler.
Andy Rudo has been doing his, he's Mr. Perfect, kind of just hanging about in the corner of the ring, trying not to get noticed.
he's often Ravy Davy and Leighton Buzzard apart in the Scots here. And I'm
you have a that's because you didn't have your face up. If you had your face up, you'd have been fucking remembered about you. You're sitting trying to hide the corner, you'd be forgot about doing your register.
I'll get you on it.
You don't put me in the same bracket as him.
No, I obviously I would get you a proper part in it.
Aye, got cast.
Aye.
Credit. My third credit, obviously, not my first. I was in your other show as well.
The ICW champ here, he's done a bit of acting, right?
Oh yeah, well, he's done
a bit of acting in his past.
Is it true, Leighton, you were in Castlevania? We were looking on your IMDb. Brab was very excited about this Castlevania thing.
Yes, sir. I was Dracula's son in Castlevania. I did the motion capture for it and everything.
Amazing, mate. Listen, you'll need to come back on the show at some point where it isn't a rumble to talk more about that stuff. I want to hear about your whole history.
Yeah, I'd love to be back on. It's been a couple of years since I was last on, but I'd love to come on and do another one, mate.
We need to have a proper kind of retrospective of everything kind of since we last saw you on here and just dig properly into your past. Because I think when you were last on, you know, we were talking to you very much in the kind of context that you were a new talent and all that kind of stuff. You're a champ now. So, you know, we need to get a proper dig in. Brian, who are you eliminating?
I'll put him over before I put him out because you guys always talk about him and assumed he was going to be an old born bastard. But this Crofty is a pretty cool-looking fella.
So, send him on his way. Right, but, before you eliminate him, though, Crofty, how do you... Right, I'm going to ask you some hard questions here, right? Some big hard questions here, right? Because I'm a guy, much like yourself, wear a hat, work with Grado, right? So, what age, are you happy to share what age you're?
I'm 49.
You're 49, what? Right? You fucking look good, mate.
Oh, thanks,
so, what do you do? Because this is something I was going to ask. What do you do in terms of upkeep, all that stuff? Because I'm hitting the point now, I'm like, I need to start fucking doing some stuff to look after myself. My facial hair's all fucking graying and all that. And I don't want to do a Jack Jester and totally fucking diet and all that. But what tricks do you use?
This is the weirdest night of my week, I'll tell you. I actually thought for one moment that Grado had died and nobody told me, and this was like some kind of wake where hearing stories about him.
He's in panto, mate. That's a cultural death.
I know that. But no, listen, I've got a 3-year-old. We had a child a wee bit late on, so I think pretty much the last 3 years I've got younger because I've just been, you know, changing my lifestyle because of him. Plus, you know, the dye thing, if you get the right one and don't do what Jack Jester does, you can actually get it looking not too bad, to be honest. Yeah,
I'm loving Jester getting buried on this.
Your beard's distinct, you know, that's good. You know, I don't think you need to be messing about with that.
Oh, listen to him, man. He's a son boy, isn't he? You're looking well as well, by the way, Andy.
Crofty, I mean, by the time I'm your age when you had your child, my child will be literally in his 20s, and that's just mental to think about.
Aye,
and I'll be dead, probably, to be honest. That's one of the drawbacks of having a child older in life. I'm not going to see past 18, probably, if I'm lucky, you know.
That lovely thought.
Hold on. My dad was 50 when he had me. Right, my dad was 50 he had me.
Wow.
I had my dad for 32 years. He died when he was 82. I would never have asked for a younger dad. It was great having an older dad. I was at school with a load of boys. Their dads were fucking after heads, man. Dads were fucking mental cases. Whereas my dad was like a mature guy, you know what I mean? He was like a kind of older man and he was like, you know, it was a good bit of stability. So don't fucking worry about that, man.
No, but the thing is, I think you get to this age, you've kind of done everything. It's like you're kind of looking for things to do at the weekend. And actually going to Blair Drummond Safari Park on your own, it just became a bit boring, you know what I mean? So,
actually, Crofty, get in the water! Crofty, for fuck's sake!
Anyway, I'm going to leave you with a passing thought. The one thing that annoys me with Grado is he's gluten intolerant, right? Self-diagnosed, by the way, but the thing is, he doesn't adhere to it. So he's in the toilet, and every time we go and open that microphone, he's just out of the toilet. So I would like a wee bit of prep time with him to try and work out what the hell we're going to say, because you know yourself, he's a bit of a riot. So
that's what we love about him, though, isn't it?
If I could have him not in the toilet during the songs, so we could maybe work out what the hell we're doing, it would be great. But
you should try fighting him in a ring, like some of these boys have, man.
Aye. Well, fair play to you. I don't know how he does that. I worry about him, actually, now that he's still doing this wrestling thing. He needs to watch himself.
He's a good agent, eh?
Don't worry, man. He's retired.
Well, that's what he says.
True.
He retired a few weeks ago on this show.
Yeah,
Crofty, a pleasure to meet you, mate. Thanks so much for joining on.
Thanks, guys.
Hopefully see you again.
All right, see you later, guys. Bye.
God.
Beautiful. Look at there that. Crofty,
there you go. There's the one.
Andy, what's been happening? Like I say, you're looking well.
Thanks
very
much.
Did you hear me calling Ravy Davy Blaze?
I did. That was funny. I found it funny. You get that often, though, don't you?
Aye, it's hardcore. That's how I need to go. Everybody's telling me to shave my head and like, go bald, I would actually do because I don't really care about my hair. But if I go bald, I look more like David Blaze, so I need to go to Turkey for my
It's not because you look like David Blaze. It's not because you look like David Blaze or you mind. It's just when you're trying to talk fast and you're doing a podcast, it's easy to say David Blaze instead of saying, fair. You know what I mean, Ravy Davy.
It's an extra syllable there.
It's easy to do. You're looking good, Andy.
But to be fair, I'll tell you, what you were saying, people did mistake me for David Blaze, because one time I was actually out and I was waiting my message right, and we were out after a show, and this bird's came up to me and she's like, remember that time you were messaging me? And that's like, what are you talking about? what are you talking about? And she's like, no, remember not? I was like, show me these messages. And she's went in and she's like, oh, no, sorry, it was David Blaze. And my message didn't even say it, not I mean, we were just like waiting ready to punch me, obviously, in case like I'd done something wrong, not I mean. Like, ah, you're right, man. God's sake. Like, nearly get me out of trouble before. So that's why 30th straight to Turkey, get this hairline fix sorted.
Stephen Roach.
Hello.
You've just been quietly hanging there on your bed, which is quite an ornate looking bed, by the way.
Thank you.
Looks a bit, wrought iron headboard. I mean,
it's a pain in the arse when you're shagging, is it, no, man?
A bit of clanger, does it clang to him?
I've got a nice.
I wouldn't know, I'm a wrestling fan.
who you want to put it? Who you want to put it? Because you've been just lying there sneaky.
I've been the road dog of the Rumble. Right. Brian, I love you, mate, but that...
Come on. Taking out the big guns.
There goes the champ.
There he is.
My story about Grado before I went.
Right, Brian, before you go, obviously we're doing this live show shortly, so we'd like your involvement in some capacity. I don't know whether it's you're going to come over for it or whether it's going to be a Zoom or something, but you need to be involved in some capacity in the first live show, Brian.
Cheers. Well, I thought I could maybe get a spot in the Scots if you're handing them out. What about this for an idea?
I mean,
of Jester's
I don't even
character.
Know if it's getting a fucking third series yet. I'm getting Nae up next year.
Well, this is the idea to expand the show, right? Jester's character, backstory, he's not Scottish. He's from Ballymena. The mate. Ulster Scots, BBC mate. Northern
have
Ireland.
Have you ever heard Jester try to do an Irish accent?
Sorry, I just need, trying to get myself...
I have, he's actually very good at it.
He's fucking good at everything, though, isn't he?
In the family.
He's good at everything.
Film it out here. Put you up.
Right, Brian, we'll be in touch before that live show. We'll work something out, right?
All right.
Okay, Christmas, Brian.
Easy.
See you later, my man. Have a good Christmas.
Right.
See you, Brian.
That was a dirty thing to do, by
the
way.
Oh, the format's changed and all that.
Stephen, that was a dirty one today. Putting him out.
I've turned to you, Rob.
That was a dirty one. Andy, who you want to put... Our next elimination, Rudo.
Stephen, it's got to be you. I'm upset.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough. Was it the headboard or was it putting Brian out?
Well, that headboard. I mean, see that wee flimmer there in the wrought iron. Can you see it just to the right? He said,
"That's a dream catcher, mate."
Dreamcatcher.
Fair enough. But what are they all about? Because I've always wondered.
I don't know. Dreamcatchers are supposed to stop you having nightmares because all your kind of bad thoughts, I think, get caught up by the dreamcatcher, something like that.
From Twilight.
Catches your dream.
A lot of hocus pocus pish.
It's very close to you, I must admit.
Right. Stephen, out you go.
Sorry, Stevie.
Have a great Christmas.
Thanks very much, guys.
Yeah.
Karate Warrior 2 has changed his name back to Karate Warrior 2, which is good. That's a good thing to see. So tell us about Sydney, Karate Warrior 2. Tell us a wee bit about Sydney at this time of year, Christmas time in Sydney. What is it like? What's the atmosphere like?
Starting to warm up a bit. It's been a bit cold, but there's not much going on except bloody apartments being built every single place you can put one. That's about it. Really, it's just a massive construction zone. There's not much to do.
Cold is cold.
I watch Lux Listings Sydney, which is a property program, which is about estate agents selling big, beautiful waterside properties. And some of the prices these places go for, man.
Look, people are paying $1 million for an apartment and it's not even on the water. $1 million Australian. It's getting like that. It's, put it this way, unless you've got family in Sydney, you just move to a different state.
It's too expensive.
Yeah, it's getting too expensive. And then the shitty build, so things go up in 6 months and then you buy it for $1 million, and then you're dealing with you've got to pay for whatever faults that come up or whatever. And the companies go bust within 3 years, and then they're not liable for any of the damage, whatever it is, and you've got to deal with it. So,
but then I've met so many people that have been to Sydney and say it's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing if you go into the city every 5 minutes, but if you're not living in a city, it's basically pretty boring, to be honest. If you go to harbour, it's all right, but there's not much else. I mean, you have to remember, I've got a kid, so I'm not out at the clubs.
You're not partying. You're not partying. You're not part of the Sydney nightlife.
Not anymore.
See, if I was in Sydney, man, I'd be fucking... See, me and Ravy Davey would be fucking out all night in Sydney, man.
What's the schemes of Sydney? Like, what... So, like, you get the city and that's, like, where everybody goes to work, but what about, like, the neighbourhoods and the outskirts of Sydney? And it's like
the Castle Mill for Sydney.
Is that rough?
Rough parts?
Yeah.
You got to go like into Western Sydney, which is like it's like Campbelltown. You got a whole bunch of these places that, Mount Druitt. They're changing now, but there are some places out west. But that's the thing. Once again, development is changing the areas big time, because you used to have a lot of inner city areas that were like that. But the inner city areas where my grandparents lived, there were slums. And now they sell houses for a couple mil.
Gentrification, mate. That's gentrification. Bogan. That's a thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it is.
What does that mean?
Oh, it just means you're stereotypical Australian. You know, like the wife beater singlet, the footy shorts, the what do you call it? The thongs, guys drinking beer. That's it, basically. Yeah, basically. Listens to AC/DC. You know,
just describe the way Leighton Buzzard dresses backstage at a show or something.
But there's his backup gimmick.
Beach one mullet, bro.
Right, Daniel. Daniel, you've been sitting there quiet. Who are you going to eliminate?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Do you know what? It's got to be the champ.
I thought nobody was going to do it, because I was going to do a thing at the end. I was going to go, just shows you what that fucking belt does. Everybody's too feared to touch you. And here comes Daniel.
It's great. Sorry, Leighton, mate, but I'm never going to get a chance today.
You know what? Listen, it's all right. I'm a champion already. You know, it's someone else's time to shine. You know.
But wait a minute, though. Leighton, I don't think a champion goes out. You're going to grab a piece of him on the way out and he's going to come out with you. I think that's what's going to happen. This just doesn't feel right.
With the Rock and Big Show and Retro Rumble 2000 or Batista and John Cena.
Here we go. Double elimination.
Leighton, remember to come back on in the new year. Maybe even see if we can work something out for the live show or something. Anyway, good to see you. Catch you later, man. Have a great Christmas.
Have a good one.
Thanks for coming
on.
Cheers.
See you later on.
There we go. And Daniel's gone as well.
Daniel, catch you later, man. Have a great Christmas.
Christmas. See you later on.
And then there was only three.
Beautiful. Who'd have thunk it? I mean, I couldn't get my camera working 15 minutes ago.
That was a total fucking Rudo play, though. I can't get in.
I was in the settings trying to Googling it, trying to figure it out. I've had a nightmare. I was disappointed.
As well, now you've done it, it's like total. It's like you're hearing 4K. It's like amazing sound quality.
The camera is fucking brilliant.
Is it a new phone? I can tell he's on his phone. Everybody else is set up.
I've got it up here so you don't see my chin. Look at that point, man.
I know, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're looking good, man.
Even when you had it up the angle for the double chin, you actually looked like you lost a wee bit of weight to be fair.
I've definitely lost weight. I was hoofed. I was a big boy during that pandemic. Now I was just indulging a bit too much in the scran.
But you were thinking everybody on the planet was going to die, so what was the fucking point in losing weight?
I know.
That was why I approached that. I was like, get the fucking cheese out of the fridge, we're all dying.
Right. And we're still all dying, but a bit more health conscious now about it.
So what have you been doing to lose the weight? Just
really watching what I've been eating. It's been like a 2 year period now, really, where I've watched what I was vegan for a wee while and I lost a bit of weight doing that, and then I started eating meat again and I actually lost more weight after introducing meat back in. But
oh wow,
I've just changed my habits. So I was bad for sweeties and chocolate and
I fucking love sweeties, man.
I love them as well, but once a week does me. You know, so I just don't really eat much now. It's not a big, massive secret. It's just stop being a greedy, fat bastard. And that's...
See, when you're doing a diet thing and you're losing weight, right, and then you reintroduce this stuff and you're still losing weight, right? I've done that before. That is a thing, it happens, right? But you do, for a minute, I think you've got cancer, didn't you?
I did actually go and have to get like the full MOT done.
Did you?
About 6 months ago, aye. And I was all good. But it's caused bother with my stomach eating meat again after not eating it for so long.
Just farting in that?
No, like heartburn and all that stuff. Bad heartburn. But they don't know what's wrong with me, so you know I'm still here.
Aye. So you've been getting bad heartburn. You're using the Rennies. You own the Rennies, or you own the fucking the good stuff, the milk, the Michael
well,
Jackson milk.
I'm actually on a cocktail. I'm on a cocktail.
On an Omeprazole
prescription. No, the one above that. It's called Winzoprazole. And
a hardcore Omeprazole.
I need to drink what is effectively Gaviscon, but it's prescribed after every meal as well.
After every meal? Strong
I only eat three a day, so... Eh? So three times a day, but...
oh.
And then a wee chaser. A wee Gaviscon chaser.
It's fucking good getting old, isn't it?
But I've got the drawer all stocked up with Gaviscon tablets and all that for the Christmas dinner.
Might as well just fucking stick them in the turkey, mate. Gaviscon. Get all down the wanna. Just fling some dirt, Andy.
Oh...
Karate Warrior 2 or Ravy Davy himself?
I haven't even got into Karate Warrior, I'm afraid. It's not mean Davy.
Oh, fuck's sake, yeah, the boys are the boys. Not even the boys are the boys.
Wrestling.
This is it, isn't it? Karate Warrior.
Who better to be eliminated by?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's an honour. I'll just roll out of the ring. It's all right.
Davy,
cheers, boys.
Right. How you doing? Catch you later, my man.
Cheers, boys. Thanks for the show. Awesome. Yeah, Happy Christmas.
Cheers, mate.
I think that shows you how tired I am that when I was saying churro. When I was saying churro to Karate Warriors, I says, how are you doing? When you listen to this bit back, I go, hey, Karate Warrior, how you doing?
Obviously, I don't feel fucking bad for the guy. He's a nice guy, not man, but He's bitter about the fucking Sydney Hussies costing him £1 million, really, but the fucking
that was depressing. That
was that was unfortunately his demise.
How's Sydney, mate? Oh, the Hussies are £1 million, man. Fucking, it's everywhere's a construction site. Honestly, it's fucking
Campbelltown, though.
Campbelltown, that's one of the posh areas in fucking Scotland, you mad bastard.
Can you get internet in Campbelltown?
It's fucking amazing, though, isn't it? Having like a couple of Australian guys popping in, guys for Australia. I know one isn't Australian, but a couple of guys for Australia popping in, Crofty popping in, the champ popping in, you guys popping in. Brian for last year popping in, all the rest, Stephen, and I feel bad if I forget anybody, Daniel popping in, and Chris, of course, popping in, Wayne, have I forgotten anybody?
You've just about covered off everyone,
covered on
the wee guy with the headboard, can I forget him?
Stevie.
That was Stevie Roach.
That's uncomfortable, you'll be watching telly in that bed. It'll be all rubbing against the back that.
I know. I'm trying to think what the deal is. I can't even visualise my headboard. It's wood. It's just a wood headboard.
You're right, though. It's bad for the shagging. Bad for the shagging, that, isn't it?
What's bad for the shagging?
That headboard.
It's not good.
We used to have one like that. Not good.
Neighbours are gone. You know, you need to stick two pillars, one each side, you know what I mean, for that.
It's not a race. Listen, it's not a race, guys, all right? Headboard's banging off. What's not? Come on.
It's not a race. And that kind of headboard as well, the kind of metal, the iron rot one, is good for tying people up.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. I know anything about that, though.
You need to think about that. Yeah. It's quite hard tying people with a conventional wooden one.
You say, not, I mean, I'm the one. That's fucking, I'll leave that to you, boys. Not me.
It's definitely, isn't it, David Blaze?
Handcuffs and that, mate. You know, I mean, handcuffs and that give me PTSD, fucks out. I'm a good boy now.
Fuck me. Right, how are we going to decide this, John?
Well, it's up to you. Have you been blinding at the weekend, Davey? Because I could see your head there. You've been blinding.
No, I was wrestling, but no blinding. Just
have you took a couple of wee knocks?
I went for it.
You know it's kid on. You've not been doing anything daft.
No, but I just, I was just gone all out, you know what I mean? Because it was the last show of the year. So
last one of the year, you thought, if I get concussion, I've got the whole Christmas dinner to shake it off.
I've got a week and a half to get rid
of it. This is my first year in 3 years where I've not had my Christmas dinner at a wrestling table with six steel chairs. Because I never had a table or chairs in my old house because it broke. So I just kept borrowing like wrestling tables and steel chairs for the asylum. To have Christmas dinner.
But you get the proper setup this time?
Oh, because I've moved now, so I've got a table now. Things are a bit better in life. It's just funny, I used to just tell people, like, I am actually genuinely using six steel chairs and a wrestling table for my Christmas dinner with a Christmas table cover or it and all that.
Chugging down your fucking Gaviscon.
I'm absolutely buzzing for my Christmas dinner, by the way.
What Gaviscon McFlurry for McDonald's?
Do you do a full shebang for a Christmas dinner, eh?
Aye, everything's part of the cat, cranberry sauce, not me, I'm not English.
No. You don't do cranberry sauce?
No.
I'm actually having chicken instead of turkey as well. Prefer chicken. Turkey's shite. Turkey's never good. You've got to really arse about it.
It's harder to cook a turkey, I think, aye.
But you've got the bread sauce, you've got your bread sauce to make it taste. I mean, too much effort to just make it taste good. Just it's get one of the chickens in the bag. It's just as good.
What about chicken pot noodle? Chicken and mushroom pot noodle.
Seen the pot noodle scandal lately? The king size and the normal size pot noodles are apparently the same amount of noodles in it.
You're fucking joking.
Do you know that's stupid, that video? The guy's cutting it open. The guy's cutting it open when it's sitting upside down.
But it still looks like the same size of the noodle when he puts them together.
The noodles have obviously moved to the other end of the pot when he's cut the bottom off it and there's nothing in the bottom.
Aye, but when he puts the two noodles together, they look the same size.
This is the best ending of a Royal Rumble ever, by the way. Those two are talking about this fucking pot noodle scandal.
Bombay Bad Boy pot noodles are pretty... I used to buy them every day. I would eat a Bombay Bad Boy every day.
And I had a flatmate.
And you put the sauce in as well, the whole shebang?
But I had a
It's not a bad boy without the sauce in it, no?
No, it's just a boy. I had a flatmate who never ate the sauce. So he used to keep the sauces in the cupboard.
Oh.
One night I came in steaming and decided that I was going to have a Bombay bad boy, but I was going to load it with all the sauces that were in the cupboard. My eyes were watering, my nose was running, it was pure. It wasn't nice, man. It was so bad, man. It was like, but I was pure wrecked as well. And I was like, this is brilliant, man. There was like, honestly, five or eight sauces or something in this Bombay pot noodle. It was a simpler time, you know.
They were fucking good.
They were good old days, man.
John, right. He's going out. Call it.
I think the pot noodle story, there's got to be one. The Rumble this year, it's got to be Rudo, Red Lightman, Andy, whoever he's called himself this time. Well played, Rudo.
Davey, Davey, thanks so much for coming on.
Davey, thanks a lot, pal.
Congratulations to
Davey. Before you go, Davey, anyone to promote or anything like that before you go? Sticking people's heads.
If you've got a Wayne that wants to be a wrestler, send them to the Glasgow School of Wrestling. If you want to come see a wrestling show, look up Community Pro Wrestling or Wrestling Experience Scotland, because that's Andy's wrestling company. There'll be a lot of wrestling kicking about next year, and that's what's happening, troops.
Thank you, David. Have a good Christmas, right?
Have a good one, Davey. Cheers, pal.
Bye, bye. Hey, here we go.
The worthy winner.
What have you got to say for yourself, Rudo, man, winning this?
Listen, I have to be honest with you guys, right? Wait. John, you asked me, I'm not familiar with this concept, right? So I had no idea what was going on tonight. Like, I've came up here, I've said to the missus, like, about 10 minutes, I'm just going to go and have a quick chat, and I'm going to get back down the stair now, and I'm going to say to her, listen, I've just won something. But I've just achieved something today.
Aye. This is important. This means you need to come back and defend next year. As well, that's what it means.
I know, it's a long time away. I mean, I could be fat again, and you'll be looking at me going, Jesus Christ, mate, I take your heart on. I take it, you can eat again, mate.
Well, listen, man, it's so good to see you. I hope you have a really good Christmas. We need to try and catch up properly in the new year. Actual, it'll be nice to, I mean, fucking, no seeing you actually in the flesh for a long time.
You need to come in a live show, Rudo.
When is this?
We're doing it the same day as a Square Go.
Oh, right. Whereabouts?
Box, potentially.
Right, don't know yet. Right, brilliant. That's fantastic. Aye.
We'll give you a shout.
Yeah. No, thanks very much for having me on. It's good to catch up. Hope you have a good Christmas.
Aye, man. You too. Have a good one.
Cheers, Andy. All right,
best of the family. Catch you later, mate.
You too. Bye. Bye.
Well, that was brilliant, John.
I can't believe it. But it was a good running rumble this year. It was a good running rumble. We had the champ on, we had Crofty on, and obviously a worthy winner. Comes down to the last two. It was none of the listeners. It was Ravy Derby versus Rudo, and worthy winner.
That was the thing in it. It's like the minute you have more than one wrestler who know each other in, it's a clique, innit? They're going to fucking sort each other out, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
They're going to look after the boys. That's what happens. But, you know, who was surprised when Rudo managed to get his way all the way to the end? Now, if you want to see the video version of that, and you're after heed, if you don't want to see the video version of that, seeing all these amazing people, amazing faces, listeners to the show, and wrestlers, and the champ, and Crofty, then you want to go on patreon.com/wrestlingaft. That's where you can see the video stuff. Get involved in our Discord. As you can hear from this episode, our live show is shaping up. It's going to be a great night. So get involved with our Patreon to get on our Discord and chat to us, the rest of the community, get first access to the tickets, all that kind of stuff. patreon.com/wrestlingaft. Give your favorite wrestling show some support as we move on into yet another. How long have we been doing this now? How many years, John?
This is 145th episode of Wrestling Daft.
Oh my God. So onwards we go into 2023, patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. We would love to welcome you to the roster. Well, John,
Yes, that's it.
It looks like that's it. It looks like that's us until next year.
I think we're going to be back the week beginning the 9th of January because I need some time off. You need some time off. Grado certainly needs time off.
Absolutely.
So 9th of January, we'll be back in the new year. Details, we're having meetings about the live show. We'll have details of that and onwards and upwards for Wrestling Daft for another year.
Incredible. It's going to be amazing, John. I want you to have a great Christmas, John.
Same with you, Rab. And to
I want you to make an effort to have a great one.
Everyone that's listened to the show over the last year, thank you very, very much, and thanks for all your support. The only reason the show keeps going is because we love you guys.
That's it. That's what it's all about. Merry Christmas, John, and let me tell you, it's time for you, mate, to get up the road.